Yeah. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Russian roulette. That's Jim Page, of course. I'm sure many of you recognize the incredible musicianship of Jim Page. That was actually written in 1974 while thinking about how nuclear war doesn't have to be all at once and obvious, but can be slow and diffuse. Christy Moore and the Moving Heart made it into a national hit in Ireland in 1981. This is Bringing It Home with Jim Page, Michal O'Donnell, Stan Woods, and produced by Michal, whom we miss. Engineered by Billy Oskay, very local. And so are you, very local, so am I. This is KMUN Astoria, our community radio station. I'm very glad to be here. It took three of us, maybe four of us, to get me on the air today, because I am in the studio, and it used to feel simple. It doesn't feel simple anymore. Hopefully it will again. This is Carol, here with you today, dedicating this show to so many things and so many people. Of course, August 6, 1945, was the dropping of the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And then 3 days later, Nagasaki, Japan. And a book came out. It was covered today on Fresh Air, I believe. It was Leslie Bloom, her book Fallout, about the Hiroshima cover-up and the revelation by John Hersey. Today also is 1965, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Unfortunately, it has been decimated recently, and we hope that we're working to stop the suppression of votes in our beloved country. And by the way, playing Jim Page's song, I would have done it anyway, but this happens to be his birthday, so happy birthday, Jim. And also, some KMUN happy birthdays, Debbie Twombly, Marianne Myers, David Paul, Hobie Kider, Margaret Bowler, Jessamine Grace West, and Bob Goldberg. All of them have birthdays within this last week and this coming week. So we still continue to celebrate life and each other and send healing wishes to all in need. Ellen, Sue, Janique, Chava, Rachel, Bat Sheva, Frederica. Thanks for being here, folks. We're going to go right over to a fun time, and that would be a festival. We're good at festivals around here, and we haven't had them. But we are having one tomorrow. That's August 7th. And rain or shine, the festival will go on. Isn't that right, Jennifer Crockett?
That is exactly right.
I got that email. It said, even if we have to move inside, the show will go on. Just the way we feel about KMUN. So Jennifer Crockett from the Liberty Theater is here because this is the Liberty Block Party. And it starts at 4 and it celebrates the end of intermission. Or at least the intermission of intermission. Let's hope it's the end. But hey, folks, we're going with the flow. We're all trying to stay safe and sane and creative. And Jennifer's going to talk about the whole block party with lots of fabulous music and activities, including my other guest, Julia Gingrich. Hi, Julia.
Hi there.
And Julia, you know, is one of our dancers supreme in this area. I'm so pleased to say we have dance happening. What's special about Julia is she has kept the dance going all during the closed time. She's managed to figure out how to have her Sparrow Dance Company performing for all kinds of activities and places and audiences. So thank you, Julia. What are you going to be doing for... Well, you just did some dance yesterday, didn't you, for children?
Yeah, we had four shows yesterday, performance workshops. We were at the Peace Lutheran Learning Center daycare there, and then we did three of the county libraries, Seaside, Warrington, and Astoria.
Oh, wow. How'd it go?
Yeah, we had over 150 kids and parents.
Fabulous. That's wonderful.
Day.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And now you are going to be part of the block party tomorrow, and then you also have another performance at the Astoria Sunday Market on, well, obviously Sunday the 8th. And I don't really know what this means, so I'm going to give it to you to tell us. The Newsroom Dance Theater. What?
Yeah, so I wrote a script, and Sarah Cohen did the choreography, and we brainstormed. We wanted to do something that was a throwback to the early 1900s, where silent movies and the Charleston and the Jitterbug and the Lindy Hop and all that was kind of arriving on the scene. And so we are a fabulous team, and we created this street show, dramatized acting and dancing and narration, and it's a hoot. It's a great time, lots of physical comedy. It should be a lot of fun.
So since you're doing all these different dances from sort of different periods, are you going to be changing costumes or sticking with...
No. We're not changing, no costumes, lots of props, but... We have our community company involved, so there's three dancers and some children, and our lovely Nate Laporte. And so it's a great time. We're all on stage the whole time.
And is there some audience participation? Because I've been at your performances, and you usually get people up and moving.
Yes, we rely on the audience to be part of the storytelling process.
Wonderful. And is that it for now?
Of course not. we also have a flash mob coming up that is, we'll teach the flash mob at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center on August 12th and 19th from 6:30 to 7:30, and then we perform it August 22nd at a revealed time and location because it's a flash mob. And what's fun about it is we're using music that is kind of a historical time capsule because it was composed by Albert William Utzinger, who was an Astorian.
Oh, yeah.
And it's from 1903.
Ah, so you're staying.
And it was written by, it was written for what was known as the Astoria Budget, which is the Astoria, the daily Astoria newspaper. And then Vincent Centeno performed it recently and recorded it at the Liberty. And through the grapevine, I got permission to use it. And so I'm hoping to create another loved Astorian tradition, and we're calling it the Astoria Stroll.
I love it. Now, who can who is participating in that?
Everybody is invited to come learn. You don't need dance experience. All the dance moves are from the early 1900s. So it's very historical and dated to match the style of the music.
But anybody is welcome.
So what? Anybody's welcome.
What do they do? They just show up? Or do they contact you?
Classes, or you can email Sparrow Dance Company at Gmail, and you can get a link to learn it via video.
Oh, wow. How yeah. fun. So you really don't know how many people are going to be taking part, do you?
Yet. I know that I don't, but I also know that I invited all the studios to come. I could come teach a workshop for them, and I'll be teaching it for Encore. So we will most likely have some Encore students joining us.
This is fantastic. I love it. Well, if the youngsters, now they're dance students, but they are young, and then so us oldsters, even if we're not dancers, should be able to sort of catch on, hopefully.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's just about having fun. It's not about being perfect.
Oh, I love when you say that, Julia. You have done some beautiful performances. Where can people see some of the past performances that you've done?
You can go to our webpage, sparrowdanceastoria.org, for links. You can to our dance films, and you could also find those on the Liberty page and KMUN. We've collaborated with both those organizations for dance films.
Fantastic. So, Julia, what keeps you going? I mean, this is unusual. This past year, a lot of people have stepped back, and you've stepped forward.
Yeah, we did step forward. The company, we are a nonprofit, and we just said, now is the time when we need to be serving more than ever, and creating and keeping the arts alive and making opportunities for our community. And we sat down at our last board meeting, and we counted in the last year and a half, we'd done 14 productions and over 25 performances.
Fantastic.
And
yeah.
We said, no wonder we're tired.
So let's remind folks, tomorrow, and we're going to hear more about this festival, the Liberty Block Party. Sparrow Dance Company, I believe, is at 5 o'clock. Is that right?
Correct.
Tomorrow. And that, well, I'm going to let Jennifer Crockett tell you more about where and what and all of that kind of stuff. So that's tomorrow. And then on Sunday from 11 to noon at the Astoria Sunday Market, I wasn't aware of Market Square, Duane. 12th Street between Duane and Exchange? Is that just
so
like in the middle of the street?
The parking lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So if you get to the market, 12th Street, that's where the market is, and then between Duane and Exchange.
Yeah, and if you don't want to stand, bring a chair.
Ah.
Otherwise, you're going to sit or stand.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And then this flash mob. Astoria Stroll sounds great. So where are you going to be? Do you know where you're doing the teachings on the 12th and the 19th?
Yeah, at the AAMC.
Okay, at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center in the Art Fellows Building, that gorgeous painted, I don't even know what color. What color?
It's purple.
Purple. Okay. It's
yeah.
In this time of year, they all look like fruit colors to me, so it's quite wonderful. And then the performance will be on August 22nd, and you'll let us know about the time and
yes.
place for that. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Julia, for not just keeping dance alive, but bringing it alive. It's been wonderful. Now, stick around, because I want Jennifer to tell us about the rest of the block party, and I would like you to jump in if you have anything to add or subtract. So Jennifer
sure.
Crockett from the Liberty Theater Executive Director, what's happening and why?
Well, tomorrow is our block party, like you said, from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's to celebrate the end of intermission, which, as you said, is... You know, the intermission of potential intermission. And what we've learned most over the last year and a half is to not get too comfortable in any decision. And that's playing out for tomorrow. We have a 60% chance of rain with 15-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
The staff and I sat down and we said, well, we have a huge amount of sound equipment delivering to the theater tomorrow for outdoors.
Uh-oh.
And we talked to all of the bands, and we talked to, you know, the company that was bringing the stage. And we made the decision just about an hour ago to pull our block party into the theater. And then, of course, the sun came out. But the forecast for tomorrow is still looking pretty dismal. So I'm trying not to let the sun change
sway
my mind.
Well, it as we locals know, it's impossible to really predict weather around here. And the sun is out right now, but in half an hour it could be pouring rain again.
Yeah.
So
I kind of hope that to be the case.
I know.
That will validate my feelings right now.
I know. And so it will be inside. So what's going to happen? It's from 4 to 8.
Yeah. So one thing I want to say, too, is this is a perfect example of applying what we've learned over the last year.
Yes.
I think a year ago, the Liberty couldn't have even conceived of having a large outdoor event. And we did a number of electrical upgrades, and we really came together as a staff to brainstorm how to do this event.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all very impressive. But I think what's been most impressive is in the last, you know, 24 hours, the staff absolutely changing our plans and kicking into gear this modified event. And it's been really, it's a ton of work everybody's put into it. And we have an awesome team. And so tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Brian Bovenizer and the New Old Stock will take the stage,
mm-hmm.
Just as they would have during the block party. And then at 5 o'clock, we have Sparrow Dance Company performing their street dance in the McTavish Room. And then at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, we'll have the Builders and the Butchers playing on the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have all the doors open, all the windows open. It's a free event. We still want people to come. We'll have concessions and popcorn for kids and all sorts of fun stuff. We're encouraging people to kind of drop in and check out the theater and stay if you want to. We think it's going to be really fun.
Since it's an indoor event, are there any guidelines, COVID guidelines, that we want to tell folks about?
Yeah, masks are strongly encouraged. We'll be handing them out at the door. But like I said, we'll have food and drink in the theater.
Right.
We're going to encourage distancing. We have a ton of room for people to spread out. And we have a plan in place for if it gets kind of crowded, we can open other areas of the complex up.
Fantastic. So as I was saying about Julia keeping things going, Jennifer has done a fantastic job of making things happen at the Liberty. A lot of them have been virtual. And if you have missed them, I highly encourage you to go to the website, libertyastoria.org, and find them. I think there's a virtual. Why don't you tell us how to negotiate that, because you've got a mass of diverse kinds of performances on that space.
Yeah. From our main page, the libertyastoria.org, if you hover your mouse over the events tab, you can choose our virtual events and watch the catalog of everything we've offered over the last year. Or you can check out upcoming events and purchase tickets for shows that are coming up.
Okay. So for tomorrow, just head on over there. And this is tomorrow's event is a free event and starts at 4, but you can come and go.
Yep.
So that's 12th and Commercial. And if you've never been inside the Liberty, whoa, what a great opportunity to drop in. But do be aware, we are still in a pandemic. This is me talking, not necessarily Jennifer. I have to say, I think we all need to be taking care of ourselves and each other in the wisest way we can, and have a blast. And we've got some music that you're going to be hearing tomorrow. I'm hoping that my main man today is Nevada, and of course Graham was involved in getting me on the air, and Emma. So Nevi's here to play us. Do you know what this piece is?
Yeah.
Brian Bovenizer.
Mobile Homes is what it's called.
Mobile Home.
Mobile Home.
Mobile Home. Well, that's perfect for tomorrow, since the home of the show moved from outside to inside. I love it. Okay, so let's hear Brian Bovenizer and the...
New Old Stock.
Thank you. New Old Stock. That title has eludes me all the time. But Brian doesn't. Brian's actually back on the air at KMUN on Thursdays. So listening for him. And thanks, Brian, for getting it in. Thanks, Nevi, for getting it down. And let's hear. Don't forget Sparrow Dance is going to be on at 5. And then Builders and Butchers from 6 to 8. All kinds of good stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. Julia Gingrich from Sparrow Dance Company and Jennifer Crockett of the Liberty Theater. Thanks, folks.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, folks, Mobile Home. And Brian sounds great. I love it. Can't wait to hear that live. And you can do that tomorrow. Remember, 4 till 8 at the Liberty Block Party in the Liberty Theater, 12th and Commercial, Astoria, all free. And I want to give a couple of special shout-outs right now because I have been gifted with a visitor for this week, and that is my granddaughter, Lena Zahara Bauer. And she, since we still don't have our guests in studio, she is sitting in my car. Remember, I've done this show from the car for the last year. So here we are being mobile again. I'm in the studio, Lena's in the car, and so a shout out to Lena, to her mom, Stephanie, and to her dad, Al, who's going to be on his way from Wyoming. And it's been a delight. And thanks to all my Brownsmead friends and compadres, neighbors who hosted us as we made the rounds of Brownsmead. I want to give a shout out also to Squamish, to Omakaw, and Robin, and Sydney, and of course to Tessa and Sev, and to you wherever you are listening to this show. My next guest is another person who should not be a stranger, and that would be Jennifer Goodenberger. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Carol. Thank you so much for squeezing me in today.
You bet. Now, I have to say that a lot of people know Jennifer. First of all, she was a programmer, early programmer here in classical music. She wrote a book about it. She created an album that helps me sleep when I have a CD player that works. She's a composer, a classical performer. Clara Schumann was her specialty for a long time, and we all learned stuff we never knew about women artists. But the part that many people don't even realize is that Jennifer also is a visual artist and has been for a while, although I don't know how long. So I'm just going to tell you that she is the one of the two featured artists at the Astoria Art Loft next week for Astoria Second Saturday Art Walk. So the show opens August 14th from 1 to 4. Remember, Art Walk these days is 12 to noon in the galleries. At the Art Loft, it will be from 1 to 4. And the address is 106 3rd Street. It's right on 3rd Street, just south of Marine Drive. And I'm going to let her tell you about her new work. It sounds like this was a COVID project. And and I've always loved your work. So before you even tell us about this, how long have you been doing visual arts?
I started about 20 years ago, and there was always this decision to make whether or not to do music or to do art, and that started back when I was a child, and I always chose music. And then when I was about 40 years old, I decided, hey, I'm going to choose art for a while and see what happens. And, you know, it went pretty well.
but so you didn't
I had a second career to fall back on when everything else disappeared during COVID. I lost all of my jobs musically. And so I had this art to fall back on, and it was just wonderful.
Well, you know, we might have to start quoting you on that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that they were able to fall back on their art. Usually people say, I had to fall back on my day job, which was, you know, working in the market or, you know, whatever it was. So I love the fact that you're in the arts all the way around. So what kind of material have you been using in the past, and what are you doing for this show, or have you done for this show?
Right. I started out working in acrylics and did do some different collages with paper back when I was first starting, and then I turned to textile work and did textile work and beading for a long time, but I've gone back to paper, so everything that is in this show, and we're hanging the show today, and it looks like well over 100 of my pieces are going up.
Goodness.
And they are all paper. And I've used designs from sacred geometry and symbols and Japanese and music. I have a whole Alice in Wonderland set. So just there's a lot of different themes in the show, but it's all paper.
So what kind of size are you talking about?
The smallest ones are 8x8-ish, maybe. And the largest ones are not that big, 11x14, something like that. So nothing is very large.
Okay, because I have a couple of your smallish, the symbols, and I want you to talk about that, because you've done that in fabric as well as in acrylic, which is printed on cards as well. So where'd the paper, how does the paper compare?
Well, when I first started out with the paper during COVID, it was the designs were very similar to what I had been doing in fabric. Crop circles and sacred symbols and those kind of things, very, very similar, but the work then has evolved. And It would be almost difficult. There's like a layering quality to the papers, designs on top of designs. A lot of times it depends on the papers that I can find. For instance, I found some that had images of calligraphy, not only just the lettering, but the pen nibs and the letters themselves. And I was able to cut that apart and put it back together in really interesting ways. And so things are just layered on top of each other to come up with a cohesive design, and I'm very happy with them.
I can't wait to see them. It's been so fun seeing your work evolve.
Thank you. And
you always had some of your CDs available nearby. And will you do that?
Yes, absolutely. CDs will be available. I've also got a lot of greeting cards that I've made with these designs, and I've made placemats.
Which are
the paper that have been laminated so that then you can actually have your design, these designs on your dinner table, too.
And you can actually use them.
Even
if they get wet.
Even if they get wet, this
is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your co-artist in this show is Andy Sear.
That's right. And Andy is a longtime photographer. A lot of people will know of his work. And he did the nickel, he made a nickel that is used
in the
Lewis and Clark Bicentennial.
Right.
But this will be a retrospective of his local images with historic buildings and lighthouses and the Oregon coast and just his beautiful, beautiful photography.
Do you know if it's black and white and color or mostly black and white?
I think it's mostly black and white.
Yeah, that's what I associate him with, and I love it. And nowadays, it's hard to come by black and white.
So that's
quite wonderful. And you're working at the Art Loft. Now, in the past, I've seen some of your work over at Grace Episcopal. Have you been working with Astoria Art Loft for a while, or is this new?
I got my space there in October. And so all of this work is since October. I could have worked at home, but I have a cat that would have gotten into everything. So I waited to start doing art until I could actually get a space, and then everything just exploded. I was able to do so much once I actually had my own space down at the Art Loft. It's a wonderful, wonderful location, wonderful artists there to be a part of it with. And they are doing a workshop for children coming up the week of August 16th. And this is for children ages 7 to 12, excuse me. And they are going to be studying American contemporary artists, and the children will have a chance to work in these artists' styles. So they will be doing fused glass and painting and sculpture. And so it's a very exciting workshop for children for 5 or 6 days. And people could call the Art Loft to register and find out more information. And that phone number is 503-325-4442.
Okay, and also I bet there's information. I don't know. I shouldn't. I don't want to bet. But AstoriaArtLoft.org is their website. And so there might be some information. But there is, as you said, the people there, it's amazing what has been done with that space. So people have the individual cubicles, and then I think it's Joe Pomeroy and Jeanette Davis are the leaders of the pack.
Right.
And everybody, when you drop by there on a art walk or any time, people are doing their own work, but they're also collaborating, not necessarily in the work, but as human beings. And that's a lovely, they've made a lovely space. By the way, if anybody's wondering, where is this? It's right above Dots and Doodles.
Right. And, corner of 3rd and Marine Drive.
3rd and Marine.
Upstairs.
But the entrance is actually on 3rd, just south of that area. So, so what do you see yourself doing now? Are you, while you're doing all the visuals, are you still creating music as well, or are you sticking with art right now?
The music work is starting to come back. I have some concert tours set up. That are coming up. I'm working with some other artists. I'm working with Shelley Loring on the flute, and
nice.
Kim Angelus and I are going to be starting working together again. So as music opens up, there will be a lot more concerts and things happening also.
Well, you will keep us apprised, keep putting things on the KMUN website. We have a wonderful calendar, folks, KMUN.org, and you can find it right on the main page, along with the donate button, of course. But because KMUN, as I was saying about the other organizations, we also have kept this place going, which is a bit of a miracle. And we have the staff to thank for that. Graham and Nevi's been keeping me going and sending out get well wishes to everyone who needs them. And Joanne, we miss you. And Kathleen, and Janet, and Susan, and Emma. We have a terrific staff here. So, Jennifer, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is very exciting. I can't wait to see this stuff.
Thank you.
And when you keep it small, sometimes there's actually a spot I can find for it.
So. I hope people can find wall space for it.
Yes.
Work. Yes.
Okay,
indeed.
Folks. So, again, this is next Saturday, the 14th, from 1 to 4 at Astoria Art Loft, 106 3rd Street. And then the Jennifer Goodenberger, my guest. And were you born in Astoria or
no.
just came
mm-hmm.
here when you
no.
were wee child?
I was a teenager.
Oh, you were a teenager. Oh, you feel so at home here. I guess I've known you all the years I've been here, so. And Andy Sear, who's a fabulous photographer, and then the Art Loft Children's Art and Music Camp, August 16th through 21st, Monday through Saturday for 7 to 12-year-olds. And you can check that out, astoriaartloft.org, or call 503-325-4442. Jennifer, thank you so much
thank
for coming
Thank you very
here.
Much, Carol.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay. Bye.
And now I've got some music for you folks from my next guests is another festival. Yeehaw! Fortunately, it's not the same day, so you don't have to pick and choose. You might recognize this fellow. He's been hanging around here. We love him. Here's a little bit of Bud Week. This is KMUN.org Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, and I'm very glad to be here with you. Thanks.
Texas. Honey, get the hell out of Texas. Honey, I've been waiting too long. Honey, get the hell out of Texas. Should've learned better, should've known. You don't be alone. Bed is restless. Honey, my head's a breaking storm. Honey, my bed is restless. You've been reckless since the day that I was born. I ain't seen you since summer passed. And I ain't seen you since summer last. Yeah, I ain't seen you since this. The town's been dry, no. I ain't seen you since Hannah died. Honey, Honey, find the next train and catch it.
Honey, find the next train and catch it.
Honey, come fill my lonesome arms.
Honey, come fill my lonesome arms.
Honey, find the next train and catch it.
Honey, find the next train and catch it.
No one knows they ain't ever seen love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Bart Budwig. Do you think that's his real name, folks? Because that is quite a name, Budwig. But I think it really is. And I think he's from Idaho and Eastern Oregon and buddies with some of our favorite people here at KMUN. And you will have the opportunity to see him. I can't even remember when I first met him and his music, but it was here. He was here on KMUN, of course, and playing somewhere close by. So why is he here? He's here because on August 21st, there is going to be another music bonanza, and that is... It's the Shipwrecked Music Festival. It's going to be out at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds. And this is hosted by ClatsopUnitedWay.org. That's United Way of Clatsop County. And to tell us more about it, because this is an all-day affair, I have Kasia. She's going to tell me how to pronounce her name. I just realized maybe it's Kasia. How do you say your name, Kasia? Kasia?
Yeah, you're really close, Carol. It's Kasia.
Kasia. Ah, okay, Kasia. A good American pronunciation for a beautiful name. Kasia Nye. And Kasia, before I even let her speak, I want to tell you that she and United Way of Clatsop County have been generous enough to donate tickets to this festival to KMUN. And don't not listen, but you may call us right now, 503-325-0010. And if all goes well, you will speak to Nevada, and he will tell you that you get a ticket. And you'll figure out how to actually get the ticket. But now, let's find out why you want to get this ticket. Kasia, tell us about this fabulous festival. And welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. I think the main spirit behind this festival is that we've all felt shipwrecked for the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. Not knowing what's going on, knowing or thinking we know, and then suddenly rules and regulations change, loved ones getting sick, having to quarantine from our friends, from our family, and it's been so hard to do all of that, emotionally exhausting. And for United Way, we are in Clatsop County, especially known for Iron Chef Goes Coastal,
right,
which is our signature event, and that happens in November. It was annual until 2020 when that event had to get canceled, which meant that our nonprofit was down $100,000 to help other local nonprofits.
Yeah.
So our board member, Brianna Smith, said, you know, if we can do an event this year, what if it was outside?
Mm-hmm.
And what if it had to do with music? And we thought, yeah, a music concert sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd never put on a music festival.
No.
So we cast a wide net. And what happened is we had so many bands and artists interested that the concert turned into a festival essentially overnight.
I see. Okay. That makes sense because you've definitely got a huge program going. Go ahead. So, I read the logistics and I thought, boy, scheduling is a hard thing to do, but you've pulled it together. Go ahead and tell us. Oh, before we even do that, we want to make sure folks know this is a benefit for United Way, which is a benefit for nonprofits here in Clatsop County. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The story of United Way, to give you a little background, is really pretty interesting. We fundraise so that other vetted nonprofits can focus more on their programming and the good work they do, and they can spend a little less time raising their own funds.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I've donated to nonprofits before and not had an entire idea of where my money was going, and it doesn't feel very good when you find out that a lot of the money is going to overhead expenses or into the CEO's pocket. So United Way is unique in that sense because we thoroughly vet our partner agencies every year.
Mm-hmm.
But you were right. That is where the proceeds from this festival are going. And we, on August 21st, like you mentioned, we have six bands that are playing,
mm-hmm.
three locals and three out of town. So I heard Bart playing just now, and he is also doing the sound with Graham at the festival.
Okay.
So it's sort of a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love about events here in Clatsop County. So Bart will be singing, performing at the festival. Katie and Luke from of the Hackles will also be there. They're going to start us out right at noon out at the Fairgrounds Grassy Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Public Nuisance, are you familiar with them?
I'm not.
Oh, I wasn't either, but I love them now. They are a 90s cover band, also out of Astoria. So they'll be rocking out starting at 2:40 out at the fairgrounds. And Shannon Curtis is going to be our first, or I guess our second, out-of-town act. Her music is a little more new age, kind of electronic. Her most recent album was all about 2020 and what it meant to people.
Nice.
It might be we might relive a little bit of that during her performance.
Ooh. For better and worse.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we'll chill out a little bit at 5:20. Mike Izon is flying in from Hawaii.
Oh.
He is an island music sensation. This guy has toured Hawaii. He toured Asia. He has won all sorts of music awards, equivalent to America's Got Talent, but in Asia.
Oh, and, my goodness. Now, what's his, where did you even find him? Who?
all roads end in Clatsop County. And his cousin is actually on the United Way board.
Fabulous. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
We're pretty excited. His music is sort of... I described it originally as reggae, but the term that he uses is island pop or beach vibes.
Got it.
So it'll be a lot of fun. And then everything's going to finish up at 6:40. The Holiday Friends will be on stage. So they'll be our last band. We're keeping it local at the end there. And they'll be performing until about 7:40, maybe a few extra if we can get them to stay on stage. So the entire event... Gates open at 11. Music starts at noon and goes to just about 8 o'clock.
So the local bands are The Hackles, Public Nuisance, and Holiday Friends. I consider Bart Budwig semi-local because he graces us often. And then Shannon Curtis and Mike Izon. Wow, this is a full day. Now, what I did notice when I reviewed it is that each of these groups... actually plays for about an hour, and then there's a break. And what's happening between?
The breaks, we have some prize giveaways for our VIP attendees to the festival. So let me talk about the tickets, because everyone always wants to know, well, what do I have to pay to hear music all day?
And don't forget, folks, 503-325-0010. For, am I right, Cassia, a free ticket that you've
That's
given?
Right.
Yes. Okay. However, go on now.
So in between each act, because each of these bands has their own equipment, This is all new to me, but Bart is teaching me. Pretty great. So they have to, the previous band has to get their equipment off the stage, and then the band coming on has to get their equipment on. So we had 20 minutes, and we thought, what are we going to do with this time? So we asked Norma Hernandez to MC.
Oh, boy.
And I know. I know.
Wonderful. She's always wonderful.
So much fun.
Yes.
And in between each band, there'll be prize giveaways from local businesses like, let's see, who do we? Oh, Tannery Pier Hotel and Spa. We have gift packages from Brute Wine Bar, Watershed Wellness, Lucy's Books, Human Beings, all
oh,
sorts
boy.
Of local businesses.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Pitching in for this effort to benefit local nonprofits makes all the sense in the world. And it's going to be a blast. Now, where should people go to buy tickets? Because even if you get a free ticket, it's a good idea to pitch in on United Way. I have been converted to appreciating United Way. And what it does once I've found out from Gifts That Make a Difference, the December event at the Liberty, and seen how United Way took over that event and was able to really work well with all sorts of groups in our community, totally supportive. So how do people get tickets or pitch in to donate to United Way?
All of that information is at classupunitedway.org.
Oh, perfect.
And with every ticket, whether it's a purchase or one you win by calling in, it will come with two free drinks at the festival. And any of them can be upgraded, like I said, to VIP, which would be $25 additionally. Mm-hmm. And that gets VIP parking. It gets those giveaways in between each act. It gets a tent just in case it's warm and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of VIP.
I like your attitude, just in case it's warm and sunny. Notice she didn't say the R word. Okay. Two tickets left. Oh, my God, they're going fast, folks. And you only have another 4 minutes to get these tickets. So, of course, if they don't go, I'll offer them on my first folk show on Tuesday morning. Cassia, thanks so much. How long have you been executive director of United Way?
I took over for Jen Holland back in February of this year.
Okay, because you were a new surprise, although I think we've met in other formats. So wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us here on Arts Live and Local. Thanks for putting on the show. Don't forget, folks, clatsupunitedway.org. Get all the information and have a blast. This is going to be great fun, and it's out at the fairgrounds. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, bye-bye now. Mm-hmm. And folks, I do want to let you know that tonight, in 3 minutes, from 4 to 7 is Ilwaco Art Walk with a number of galleries. And then tomorrow in Ilwaco, is the Saturday market at the Port of Ilwaco, 10 to 4. Also tomorrow, Gearhart Art Walk from 2 to 5, and Seaside from 5 to 7. And Trails End Art Association and Gallery is celebrating the 70th annual judged show. So from 2 to 5 on Saturday, they're going to be giving out awards. And that's on 656 A Street. Cannon Beach Arts Association has its Haystack Rock exhibition from 5 to 7 at the Cannon Beach Gallery. The Hoffman Gallery has a reception from 3 to 5. And this is even more unusual for me. Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts is showing their prints. This is the indigenous workshops out in Eastern Oregon. I've been there. It's a fabulous place for them to be coming to the Hoffman. Very exciting. Also, Joe Robinson and Aubrey Sloan are showing their Anagama ceramics. Liberty Block Party, you know, and then Southwester is featuring Papi Fimbre music. Sunday, Hoffman at 4 o'clock. Mike Arsenault is featuring his storytelling. Astoria Sunday Market from 11 to noon. Sparrow and the Coaster Courtyard. You can find R.J. Marks on saxophone. And on Tuesday, Coaster Auditions, Picture of Dorian Gray, Southwester Arts, Repurposed Objects Animation, and Cannon Beach Farmers Market from 2 to 5. Guys, it's over. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much to Nevi and Graham for helping me do this. And do stay tuned to KMUN.org and do keep our community alive in the arts and safe and happy and creative. And we are an extremely unusual community. And I want to give thanks to everybody who supports all parts, including KMUN.org. This is Carol signing off. If you have something you want to share, carol at KMUN.org, send me an email and tell me what you're doing, and maybe you'll be on the show. We're still on the phone. Take care. Be well.